That's what people call it, because it's not like THC. It's more or less a trip, you know.
Oh.
And it messes you up bad. It puts you in a real paranoid state.
Why does
it feel like you're?
Taken?
I don't know, just to get off. You know, it has its different effects, just like any drug.
Yeah.
And some people get the paranoid state, and some people get, you know, the one they're supposed to get. But it can. I wouldn't advise that to anybody. But I've seen a couple of my friends on it, and they just freak out. That's what it does. It just freaks you out.
In Atlanta, we had what we call horse tranquilizers.
THC.
Oh, okay.
That's what we call it here, THC. T.
Just T?
T.
And that is pure marijuana extract, is it?
That's what it's supposed to be.
Supposed to be.
But here, you get, it's cut about 7 times before it gets here. So you don't really know what it's cut with. Now, we had a concert here one time, the Summer Jam, at the Ladd Stadium. And there was a dude supposed to have something like 250,000 hits of speed. And it was pure 100% strychnine. And there was something like 18 overdoses of it, you know, being treated for strychnine poison. But he had like 250,000 hits of it, and they caught him. Burned him.
What does that mean?
Put him under the jail. He won't get out for a while.
Under the jail.
Under.
Okay. What about cocaine? Is that very expensive?
Well, yeah, for the quantity. Like, you get 9 bags and nickel bags, and the quantity of it's not very big. Like a dime paper of tea. You have dime bags and dime papers. And the difference is a paper, you know, contains about the same amount. It's just, it's in a paper, you know. But in cocaine, you get a smaller amount of cocaine than you would tea, you know.
Well, doesn't it, now in Atlanta, I hear it costs about $10 per hit. I mean, you have to pay 10 bucks just for one hit.
Well, here you get about, I say, if it's good, you get about 3 good hits off of it.
$10?
For $10. But if it's bad, you may have to snort a whole paper. Well, that's the way with coke, because you can snort coke, you can just do a dime of coke, and then later on do another dime. Just keep doing it, because it's more or less cocaine. It doesn't affect the head, it affects the body.
Right, and it's not addictive?
It could be, if you wanted it to be.
Is it physically or psychologically addictive?
I'll say psychological.
Okay, now, how about heroin? What are some other names? Oh, by the way, are there any other names for cocaine? Well, there's coke.
Coke. That's about all that I know is coke. They call it C's sometimes. C with apostrophe Z. C's and then C's.
Okay.
And then, let's see, heroin, we call it. Let's see, horse.
Is it ever called snow?
Snow, yeah.
Alright, can you get heroin here?
Very rarely, but it's possible. Because there's a lot of drugstore rip-offs.
Oh, yeah. Right. They have heroin in drugstores?
They have, an abstract of it, you know, they use.
For painkiller?
Right. Like morphine is a big thing.
Oh, yeah. Morphine.
Right.
Are there any other drugs I've left out?
Let's see.
Oh, what about psilocybin?
Mushroom?
Yeah.
A lot of those, when it rains, because Mobile, I believe, is the armpit of the nation. Because it's wet here all the time. But mushrooms, it's more or less out in the country, you know, you have to go to the country.
Can you identify a psilocybin mushroom?
Yeah, there's ways of it, but there's other mushrooms that look just like them, and you pick those sometimes too.
Well, are they poisonous, or you just eat them and nothing happens?
Well, it's according to how many of them that you get, you know. Like, mushrooms will upset your stomach, you know.
Yeah.
Because of it. You know, you have to, you know, cook them down and everything. You're trying to get all the bacteria and all out of them.